Chapter 4, New Beginnings. Now that the kids were in school and more or less reliable, I went back to work. I decided to follow in my mother's footsteps and became a nurse. After being a mother myself for 19 years, I guess my nurturing instincts were at a peak. Dean was now 10 years old, Sunshine 15, Darren 16, and Sonia 19. Just as my mother had done, I went to work in a nursing home. I've always loved and deeply respected older people. There was a shortage of nurses, and I pulled a double shift that night. Usually I worked from 7 to 3, but when the head nurse asked me to work the 3 to 11 shift too, I said yes. Extra money was always welcome, and it seemed there was never enough to go around, even though Gary and I both had good jobs. You know how that goes. The more you make, the more you need. It seems the harder I worked, the more the kids needed, and the more I wanted to give them. I was always hoping our priorities weren't out of adjustment. I had plenty of time to think while driving home that evening. It was around 11:20, so the streets were pretty quiet. I had accepted Christ as my Savior, but I hadn't been a true Christian for several years. That night, my quiet time turned to prayers for my kids. This life is so hard on them. There's so much loose morals, drugs, and just simple everyday pressures. In some ways, it's even harder than I had it. I had a sweet feeling of peace as I prayed for my children. Please, God, look out for them. I was always in a hurry to get home after work, especially after I pulled a double shift. I called home about 7 that evening and was all right. Everything was all right then, but I was still worrying anyway. I thought of my mama, my dear sweet mama, so petite, so cute. Of all the kids Sissy and I had between us, and Sissy was now the mother of 10, so there was 14 kids. But it was Sunshine who reminded me more of my sweet little mama. The same facial expressions, the same cute, pouty little mouth. Sunshine looked more like my mother than I do. They never knew each other. I adored my little mama and lost her when I was a teenager. She was a spirit-filled Christian and the daughter of spirit-filled parents, yet was a victim of suicide. She was deeply depressed over the death of her own mother. My grandmother, who was used so mightily by God in healing others, died a lingering, painful death. I'm sure my mama suffered over why God hadn't healed my grandmother. She had served him so unfailingly, even to the end of her days. A few weeks after my grandmother died, my despondent mother took her own life. She died in my arms. I missed her so much. And I think because I was told within minutes of her death, "You can't go to heaven if you kill yourself," I had held this against God, not really serving him as I should have. Though I had always been active in church, taking the kids to Sunday school and church when they were young, that practice had fallen off quite a bit in the last few years. Hoping to find everything was all right, I stepped into the house and looked in the living room. Much to my joy, I could see Sunshine kneeling in front of the television, crying and praying with a Christian lady on TV. She didn't hear me come in. She was saying, "Come into my life, Lord," repeating after the lady on TV, "Forgive my sins, Lord. Be the Lord of my life, and everything I am is yours. I love you, Lord. And from this day forward, I will serve you. I will serve you with all my heart, with all my soul. I am yours, Lord." I walked up behind her, crying silently. I was so touched. Sunshine turned to me and said, God wants you too, Mama. He won't let you down. She reached up her arms to me. I went down on my knees, and arm in arm with my sunshine, I again accepted the God of my childhood. After our prayers, we hugged, and while still holding her, Sunshine suddenly gave out a loud, joyful cry. Mama, Mama, she shouted. Mama, I can see perfectly. Look, look over there. Mama. She pointed to a small picture on the wall, one I knew that she had never been able to see from this far away before. Mama, I can see that picture perfectly. Then she pointed across the room to another wall. I can see that perfectly. She leaped up, grabbed my hand, and pulled me outdoors with her. She was jumping and dancing around. Look up in the sky, Mama. Look at the stars. Oh, Mama, look. They're so beautiful. The whole world's beautiful. I can see perfectly. Then she turned around to me and looked and took my face in her hands. Oh, Mama, you're so beautiful. I hugged her and cried with so much joy. I felt I couldn't hold it all in. I didn't quite believe my eyes and ears. We ran back into the house and I got a newspaper. Let me check your sunshine. Read this. She held the paper at arm length, not right up to her face as she used to do. And she began reading. Oh, my God, I thought that this is true. And then I handed her a postage stamp. I knew she hadn't seen it before. She held it at arm's length and described every detail on it. My God, you can see perfectly. Thank you, Lord. We praised God for hours. Sunshine now had what we'd been praying for all of her life. Perfect vision. I can't tell you how happy we were. The whole family. A few days later, after Sunshine's healing, had went to her doctor to have it verified. After an extensive examination, her doctor shook his head in amazement. She can see. It's just like she says. She does have 20/20 vision in both eyes. Although I don't understand it, she can see perfectly now. A few months earlier, his prognosis for Sunshine had not been good at all. Because of her weak retina, he told us that she would be totally blind by the age of 30. So he, more than others, really realized what a miracle Sunshine had received. He even noted it on her chart. As we left, Sunshine looked at him and said, I'll say goodbye forever, Dr. Grimes. I'll never need to come back again. I'm healed. She was indeed healed. She had perfect sight for the first time. Sunshine's sweet friend Tammy had been praying for Sunshine to receive the Lord. Now Sunshine asked if she could go to Tammy's Christian school instead of public school, so I enrolled her there. She grew tremendously, both academically and in the knowledge and love of our Lord. She said she was learning the true joy of life. As she put it, joy in life is J for Jesus first, O for others second, and Y for yourself last. She went to pass out tracts and witness with her friends at the mall or wherever the Lord would lead them. I'd go with her as often as my schedule would permit. At Christmas, as well as other times of the year, Sunshine would gather and organize the neighborhood kids and go around singing Christmas carols, or whatever the occasion called for. She was becoming so beautifully spiritually, as well as physically. 7 weeks after her healing, it was Sunshine's 16th birthday. The family racked our brains to trying to figure a present for her. It came up that Sunshine had never had the occasion to fly and had recently spoken about seeing things from a God's eye point of view. I know it sounds extravagant, and it was, but your baby girl only turned 16 once. I found a pilot who I chartered a flight for Sunshine at a reasonable price. We would have her party and give her her other presents fairly early in the day. The plane ride was going to be the pièce de résistance. She was suspicious about the earliness of the party, but she enjoyed herself. Then Dean and I asked her whether she would like to go for a ride with us. Sure, she said. I drove to the airfield, and the pilot came out to meet us. Happy birthday, Sunshine, he said, with a big smile. She looked at me. Mama, how does he know? I just shrugged. How'd you know it was my birthday, sir? Let's say a little bird told me. A bird? Yes, a little bird up there, he pointed up to the sky. You want to go ask him? We walked over to his plane and he opened the door to the two-engine plane. Step in, he extended his hand to Sunshine. I said, happy birthday, Sunshine, this is your big present. Dean and I got in first and sat behind the pilot. Then I got in behind Sunshine. She turned around in her seat. Mama, this is so neat. This is the best present I could ever have gotten. I'm so excited. Well, where would you like to go, birthday girl? The pilot asked. Over my home and school, sir. Is that okay? Okay, you tell me where. Point the way. Sunshine gave the pilot directions to her home and then began looking out the window again. She turned and peered between her window and the seat at me. I could see tears in her eyes. Why are you crying, baby? I asked. Oh, Mama, I'm so happy. Not only did God make this beautiful place, but now I can really see it all. I'm so grateful to Him for that. The pilot dipped his wings back and forth and up and down. He made sharp turns, then deep dips, then another turn in another direction. This brought oohs and ahs, sometimes even yells out of Sunshine and Dean. The pilot asked if Sunshine wanted to guide the plane. Timidly, she held the wheel, then tilted the plane one way, then another, delighted. Look, Mama, I'm really flying this thing. I am really flying it. She laughed and looked at the pilot. Oh, thank you, sir. You've made this the best present I could ever have had. Thank you. He smiled and nodded. Her enjoyment was obviously as gratifying to him as it was to me. We flew around for a full hour, and soon our time was over and we were landing. Thank you so much, sir, Sunshine said again as we touched down on the landing strip. We came to a stop in the same plane where we had taken off of. Sunshine and Dean jumped out the plane and went to the car arm in arm. Wow, wasn't that neat, Dean? Yeah, did you see how small our house looked? This was the best birthday present I ever had. I'll never forget this one. I got out of the plane and thanked and paid the pilot. I ran to catch up with the kids. All the way home, they talked and talked about their airplane ride. Sunshine must have thanked me 100 times. The following winter, Sunshine, now 17, was out of high school and in vocational school taking a business course. After she and Dean left one morning for school, since it was my day off, I decided to go to the mall. I needed some new hose for work. The mall was the closest place to buy them. I rarely went shopping by myself. Usually it was Sunshine or Dean or Darren or all of us would go. But this day I was all alone. I wasn't pressed for time and the mall wasn't very busy. I had plenty of time and space to look in every window. I really was enjoying my leisure day. It was January. The stores were having their after Christmas sales. Although heaven knows Christmas had wiped me out that year. My little kids and their $5 gifts had turned into big kids and $50 gifts. So I hadn't expected to buy anything except the hose that day. Then I saw a beautiful red and white imitation fur jacket. I stood and looked at it, thinking how beautiful sunshine would look in it. And it was on sale. I walked in the store and asked the lady to get it down for me. The fur was so soft and beautiful. Sunshine had a little plaid coat she'd been wearing for 3 years. It was still in good shape, but she would look so nice in this. I was arguing with myself. I knew I couldn't afford it, but I wanted Sunshine to have it so badly. "Could I put this on layaway?" I asked the store clerk. "Sorry, ma'am, no," she answered. "It's on sale, and sale items can't go on layaway." So I opened my checkbook and studied the balance. No matter what, I wanted her to have that coat, so I went ahead and bought it. Sunshine asked for so little, I rationalized, and we didn't have a really big Christmas at all. I knew I'd have a lot of sacrificing to do, but she would love this coat. I couldn't wait until she got home from school that evening. I had hidden the coat in my room. When she came in, I greeted her at the door. "Hi, Sunshine. I love you." "Wait a minute. Stand right there. I have a surprise." "What is it, Mama?" I started into my bedroom. "Stand there. Hold out your arms and close your eyes." She was so anxious. "What is it, Mama? What is it?" I came quickly out of my room and laid the box on her arms. "Okay, Sunshine, open your eyes." She opened her eyes. "Oh, my goodness, Mama, what is it?" she said, going to the couch and sitting down. She untied a large ribbon and looked up. "Mama, you shouldn't have." Then she yanked the lid off the box and opened the paper. Her eyes lit up as she took the coat out of the box and rubbed the fur against her face. "Oh, Mama, this is so beautiful." She jumped up and pulled on her new coat, ran to the mirror. "Oh, Mama, how could you afford it?" "I just did, baby girl." She didn't know she was wearing my lunch plus other extras for the next several weeks. Oh, well, I need to lose a little weight anyway. Besides, she looks so beautiful in it. A few weeks later, after Sunshine was passing out Christian tracts, she saw a girl sitting at a bus stop bench. "Where are you going?" Sunshine asked the girl. The girl shivered from the night cold. She didn't even have a sweater on. "Nowhere," the girl replied nastily. Sunshine stood there for a few seconds, saying nothing. Then she took off her new coat and put it on the girl's shoulders. "I hope this will keep you warm until you get there." Much later, Sunshine and the girl came back into the house. The girl was about the same age and size as Sunshine. "Mama, this is Linda," Sunshine introduced the girl. "Linda's been on her own for 4 months. Now she accepted Jesus and would like to talk to her mother." I hugged Linda and asked her if she was hungry. When I noticed Sunshine's new coat on her, I glanced at Sunshine. Sunshine walked over and whispered in my ear, "She was cold, Mama. She doesn't have anybody." I was a little disappointed, to tell you the truth, because it had been such a sacrifice for me to buy the coat for Sunshine. But then I also know it was a sacrifice for her to give it away like that. That was my Sunshine. Linda called her mother. She told her about all the things that Sunshine had done for her and how she had accepted Jesus into her life. She explained that she had been through for the past few months and told her mother that she was going to stay with us for a little while. Sunshine shared her bedroom with Linda. I could hear them staying up in the night reading the Bible. Linda would ask Sunshine question after question. They were getting along like two sisters, laughing, brushing each other's hair, and singing. You'd think they'd known each other all their life. The next morning, they came out of their room shouting, "Praise the Lord! Good morning, you children of God," I greeted them as they walked in the kitchen. I was amazed at how much better Linda looked after a good night's sleep. They both shouted back, "Good morning, Mama." Then Linda said, "I wish I could stay with y'all forever, but I gotta get home. My mother and brother need me, and they need Jesus too. I've never felt so happy as I do right now. I have a lot of family who need to know what I know." Sunshine and I looked at each other. We were so proud of Linda's sincerity. Linda went on, "My mother drinks real bad, and I know she leaves my little brother at home a lot." "How old is your little brother, Linda?" "He's 7. No, 8 now. That's why I ran away. I just couldn't stand to see her drunk anymore." "Well, Linda, you can be the light in her dark world," Sunshine said, as she stood behind Linda with her hands to her shoulders. "I know, Sunshine. She never listened to me before. We used to argue all the time." "You never had Jesus before, Linda. That will make all the difference. I'm sure of it." "You're right, Sunshine. Maybe I can change her. Just love her, Linda. No matter what, just let her see Jesus in you. Help her to forgive herself, and then she can see that you and Jesus both have forgiven her." Linda thought about that for a minute, and then, as though surprised, she exclaimed, "I do understand what you mean, Sunshine, I really do." Linda was, of course, wearing some of Sunshine's clothes. Linda, now 5'3" and tiny, just like Sunshine, only wore size 2 slacks. Sunshine's clothes were a little tight on her, and I asked Linda if she had any belongings in the town. "No, not really," she said. "I lost everything I had." "Well, what are you girls going to do today?" I asked, as they sat down for breakfast. Linda said she'd like to go to school with me today. "I know their letter. She was saying last night she'd like to go back to school." "Yeah," Linda said. "I was thinking I might like to take a business course like Sunshine. She might even get a grant to pay for it. We could help her." "I don't know," Linda said. "I haven't been to school in almost 3 years. "That doesn't matter, Linda," Sunshine said. "You can get a GED. We'll help you. Right, Mama? We'll help her?" "Sure," I said. "If that's what you want to do, we'll help you all the way, Linda." "Well, you girls need to get up and get ready for school," Linda laughed. "I haven't heard that line in years." "You better get used to it while you're here. I know my mama. She won't let anyone just sit around and do nothing," Sunshine said as she went to the hall closet and pulled out her old plaid coat. "What are you girls going to do after school?" I asked. "What's on your mind, Mama?" "Well, I was thinking, why don't I drop by after y'all get out of school and we'll do a little shopping for Linda. Is that okay, Linda?" "Sure." "Okay, then," I said. "I'll see you girls shortly after 3. That afternoon, I picked Sunshine and Linda up and we went shopping. We got her 2 new outfits and a few personal items. After going to school with Sunshine, Linda wanted to continue her education and would start by getting her GED. So Linda and Sunshine went to the college and picked up the books Linda would need. Night after night, she and Sunshine studied together. Occasionally, Linda would say, "Oh, I'll never learn all this stuff." But Sunshine would encourage her, and soon they'd be at it again. Within 2 weeks, they felt confident Linda would pass her test. Linda was very nervous, but Sunshine promised she'd stay with her the whole time Linda was taking the exams. So with Sunshine sitting in the hall, Linda passed all of her tests. We celebrated with a little graduation party that evening. We were so proud of her accomplishments. Linda decided then that no matter what she was going on, she would take a business course like Sunshine. The next week, after several calls to her mother, we got Linda a bus ticket to go home. She was reuniting with her mother and her brother. Linda worked with us several times to tell us of her progress. She did indeed get a grant and enroll in business college. Although it took some time, her mother accepted the Lord, stopped drinking, and her little brother was going to church with her and had accepted the Lord also. Then in another letter, Linda told us that her mother had taken her aunt to church with them, and the aunt had accepted the Lord. When I remember how hurt I felt that evening when Sunshine brought Linda home and I saw that she had given Linda her new coat, I felt a little foolish about concerning myself even a little over it. What a small price to pay for the end result. There's no telling how many Linda, her mother, her brother, or her aunt will touch.